everybody within this world has a certain light within them, and that light can be amplified in so many beautiful and wonderful ways. But you know, when you have the right people around you, you have the right habits around you, and you perform within that realm, like, it's you can be unstoppable and your light shines brighter.
You need to plan ahead of time so that when you arrive at the moment, we just focus on the execution.
Yes.
And
superpower. Can you say that one more time?
It fell off the tongue so
when
well.
When we arrive at the moment.
When we arrive at the moment, just focus on the execution.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very powerful.
Yeah, great. So I can quote myself next time we come on here.
Next time. Yeah. Put that in the back pocket.
We'll put that in the back pocket. And you know, you've grabbed the bulls by the horns in
grab the what?
Grab the bull by the horns.
There we go.
You just clarified.
I just want you to say it clearly.
You just take your mind out the guy here. We, there we go. Everyone knows what I was trying to say.
Welcome back, guys. We are here at Teddy Talks, and I'm so happy to have you guys again for another episode. My name is Teddy Suarez, and I'm joined by my lovely brother
Sydney Suarez.
And I have no idea what we're talking about today. What are we doing today,
Sydney? I don't know. Well, you tell me, what's in your mind? What are you feeling?
Well, we're in January now, aren't we? So I feel like today's episode, it would be poignant to maybe talk about habits. I'm really feeling like last year I didn't really have a handle of my habits. I feel like last year arguably was a little bit of a mess.
Really? What?
I'm not gonna lie. I do feel like
I'm about to open a can of worms here. What do you mean as a bit of a mess? Why didn't you have a handle on it?
Don't get me wrong, loads of amazing things happened last year, but I just think that, if I'm being brutally honest with how previous years have been, if I'm being really critical of myself, I was a bit more regimented. I was a bit more intentional. I knew what was going to happen day in, day out. Whereas last year, I didn't really get a handle on specific habits that I know mentally keep me in check. So arguably going to the gym, I know for a fact, if I log into my gym membership and I look at how often I went into the gym in comparison to my previous years, I know I was definitely way more consistent. Some people that know me may know that when I was working 9 to 5, every morning I'm in the gym constantly, bang, like it's just wake up 6 a.m. gym. Now I struggle to kind of get out of bed. I wake up, I'll say 2023, I struggled. There was like this voice, niggling voice in my head that was, you can sleep a little bit longer, put the snooze on for 10 minutes, reset the alarm, do an alarm in 20 minutes and wake up, because I wasn't really focused that much on, okay, I'm waking up this morning to go to the gym, which has a knock-on effect on how I feel mentally. Forget about physically, but how I feel mentally, that was the thing that was missing. I wasn't really, there's a thing we've spoken about before, which is having a battle with your alarm. You're defeating your alarm as opposed to, you're the other way around, effectively.
I think a lot of people can relate to what you're saying. And just before you get into the nooks and crannies of it, I think that this negative voice you get in your head, you know, it's like, when you say, I want to go to the gym, it's like, actually, just chill on the sofa, watch another episode of Dominar, or watch another episode of The Wire, or whatever it is you're watching. How did that fester in your mind? Because at one point, right, you were defeating that monster. You were able to say to yourself, I'm ready to go to the gym. There was something that happened along the way which made you not want to focus on that habit as much as you used to. And is it because your vision changed, or something happened to you, or you know, you forgot the reason why?
I don't know. To be honest, what was that's the
purpose?
The truth
of it. What was the purpose of you going to the gym in the first place?
To feel good mentally, feel good, de-stress, detoxify myself, and those things haven't changed. I still go to the gym for those reasons, and I really feel as though to pinpoint. It's quite difficult to pinpoint when that stopped happening. I don't know if this is an excuse or not, but I would probably say that as life got busier, I sort of valued my sleep more than I did going to the gym. So I was, do you know what? I need an extra 20, 30 minutes to feel as though I've got more energy, when in actual fact, I might be playing myself, because I know when I go to the gym in a weird way, as soon as I finish the gym exercise, I do feel like I've got more energy. When I walk through those doors and I start my first exercise, the energy levels change from when you get out of bed, you're all groggy, brushing your teeth with your eyes closed and all that stuff. So
what I'm hearing from you is that your priorities changed.
I think so. I think mentally, I'm not necessarily, I wouldn't say my priorities changed. I told myself that my priority has changed without considering the repercussions of what that means if I do take the extra 20 minutes to sleep, or which in effect ends up being an hour, because realistically I'm not getting up. That 20 minute alarm happens and I've snoozed way through it. So but what I do want to do is, obviously we've skipped over our opening tradition, which is the quotation, which actually is a great segue into maybe what our topic of conversation can be today. Do you have your quote? Do you have a quote?
Yeah, I do. Today? I do have my quote. Let's see. Where did I write it down? It's by Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
The reason why I chose this one is because I feel that as you come to the end of the year, and you know, you get quite introspective, you get quite reflective, and you look back at some of your successes, and me personally, I like also being very self-critical. Oh, where did I go wrong? How could I have done that better? And looking forward, I'm trying to understand for myself, where do I need to go next? And the reason why I like this quote is because some of like the trials and tribulations that I've been through only made sense after I've gone through them. And I think as we enter 2024, and you know, there's a lot of uncertainty around, okay, you know, you got the cost of living crisis, you know, if you're in a corporate job, you're in a 9-to-5 world, what if you get, you know, what if they let you go this year, what if you don't hit your numbers, if you're in a sales role, and you know, it's very cutthroat, and you know, all of a sudden you're out back in the market looking for a new role. There's a lot of negativity to dial into. And actually, sometimes, right, life throws at you challenges that you don't understand why, but once you like defeat that dragon or defeat that particular obstacle that's in front of you, and you come out of it with that new learning, it makes sense afterwards when you get a new opportunity and you're like, oh, the only reason why I can be head of this department is because I was able to experience this certain thing and that certain thing. And I had exposure to sales and marketing as well. So now I can become a director. And for me personally, if I was like, just to contextualize this for myself, you know, in the past year or so, I've been, you know, dancing around with the cards that, you know, God has dealt me. And I've been thinking, oh, do I dive into this, you know, coaching thing? Do I not? Do I do the podcast with Teddy? Do I not? You know, do I explore my musical interests? Do I not? But go all in. And I think that, you know, I could, but because I'm a logical thinker, I always, someone will say, maybe that's a feminine side to you. I like to overthink things. I'm sorry to the women out there. I'm not throwing any shade.
I wouldn't say it's a feminine thing.
But I like, you know what I mean? I like to overthink things. So sometimes you procrastinate. That's the word, right? You procrastinate.
I wouldn't say it's I just want to touch on that. I wouldn't say it's a feminine
thing. No, it's not. It's
not. Do you know why? Because everyone has that thought.
Right. Do you have that sometimes?
Definitely think so. So I think before I fully cut you off, don't beat yourself up about it. But definitely don't, because I think it's just a natural. You're human. We're all human, and I think sometimes we do. You've just literally really showed the fact that you've overthought that thought process by even saying that.
Yeah.
You know. So go on. Carry on.
Where was I with that? So I was just saying why this quote it resonated with me, because I think that I'm going through another transitionary phase. Yes. You know, just like, you know, I don't know why this metaphor came into my mind. Maybe it's a Kendrick Lamar To Pimp a Butterfly, but you know, a caterpillar going into a cocoon and then becoming a butterfly, you go through this metamorphosis every single year, or you don't, because you're stuck in the same patterns.
Agreed.
And if you look back on things that have happened to you, there are certain patterns that keep showing up in your life, and you can decide when you want to interrupt it or not. And okay, this begs the question, do we have free will? But yeah, I absolutely believe that we do. So when are these decisive moments? You know, just like you were talking about earlier with going to the gym, there's a decisive moment in your routine that triggers whether you go to the gym or not. Is it that when I come home from a long, hard day at work and the first thing I see is my PS5 controller and I'm thinking about smashing 3 hours on COD? Or is the first thing I see is my gym clothes and my gym trainers? So actually the first thing I'm gonna do once I've taken off the clothes that I've worn to work is switch into my gym clothes. And I know that I'm 80% of the way there, because when I look at my pattern, whenever I get into my gym clothes, I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
So what is that for you in whatever it is that you're doing? Is it in, you know, as a writer, and you know, writers always say, yeah, I got writer's block.
Do you know what's crazy? I'm not gonna lie. You know, I've actually been through that process before, where I've put on my gym kit and I've not gone to the gym. I'm not gonna lie. I've gone through the whole process. My shoes have even gone on. I've got on my shoes, the whole shebang. And then I've looked at something maybe in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, sugar, I've not done that yet. And then I've not done this yet. Oh, I can't enter that room with my shoes on, so I might need to take off my shoes again. And then I go into that room and suddenly I'm like doing every single thing, which the interesting word that you used earlier on was procrastination. Like the procrastination got in the way of me going to the gym and actually going through with the first step, which you mentioned. I put on my whole kit is on. Mentally I should be ready to just walk out the door and then hit the gym.
So let's unpack that now, right?
Yeah.
When you want to go to the gym, what's going through your mind? What are the sort of things that you do?
Do you know what? Before I give you the full thing, I want to reel off my quote, because my quote, I feel as though the quote is relevant as well to your quote and our topic of conversation right now, I feel like we're diving into a habit and general way of life for now, 2024. So my quotation.
Sorry, I was very rude. I didn't ask you.
Terrible.
I don't know what your quote is.
It's all about you. So my quote is, repetition of the same thought or physical action developed into habits, which repeated frequently enough becomes an automatic reflex.
Wow.
So let me say that one more time. So repetition of some thought or physical action developed into habits, which repeated frequently enough becomes an automatic reflex. That was by Norman Vincent Peale. For those of you who may not know him, he wrote, he's an author of The Power of Positive Thinking. But so I feel as though...
Why did you feel like picking that quote?
Because I know I really want to get into the habit of repetition. I remember the moment, I know I mentioned this earlier on, but the moment when I was in my 9-to-5 role, everything was very much regimented. I knew I needed to be in the office at 9 a.m. in the morning. Ideally, I set a time frame in my mind to get into the office for 8. Just so that I'm earlier than everyone else, I can get my admin out of the way. I always used to have breakfast in the office as well. So I'd be in the gym.
What breakfast did you have?
Oh my God. You know what? My breakfast developed from the first year that I started at work, when I was pretty much broke and I was coming up.
So you're on a come up.
Yeah, I was on a come up. So it was porridge with some berries.
There's nothing wrong with porridge.
No. But it's I'm just telling you, I was broke. Yeah. And that was my option. Mm. And it was a good option. Mm-hmm. Healthy, perfect.
Yeah.
But I was broke. And it did develop into Greek yogurt. So it was Greek yogurt, berries, raspberries, honey, and granola. The porridge was just a bog standard porridge with some berries, bananas, and raspberries. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that you know, added the granola, the Greek yogurt.
Yeah, that's why you say you developed it.
Even a little bit of honey, like
your porridge went through an evolution.
It went through an evolution. So there was these regimented routines that I had. Gym in the morning, 6 a.m. I was in the gym, finished for around about, let's say, 7:30-ish, showered. In the office for 8. The office was literally a walk away from the gym as well. So there was these set routines, and those set routines are definitely not happening. It wasn't happening for a very, very long time after I'd got this notoriety and my whole life changed. I'm no longer in a 9-to-5. I'm managing my own life, my own business, if you like. The catalyst for why everything slipped, obviously my life has changed. The biggest thing is my job has changed, right? So I'm now working around my lifestyle completely changing. And in such a quick, it's happened so rapidly that everything else is pretty much winging it. I'm figuring it out whilst I'm still learning what this new life looks like. So now that I've been able to balance everything, not completely, I'm still figuring things out, if I'm being honest, but now that I'm able to balance things with a little bit more control, a little bit more understanding, a little bit more knowledge, everything else can fall into place. And to be honest, the first time I started my job in the finance industry, it was that. I wasn't really going to the gym that much. I also remember I put on a lot of weight because mommy came to visit me in Manchester, and in Nando's she was like, yeah, weight doesn't fit you, my son.
I remember that day.
That was a revelation. And just to put it into context, it wasn't my mum just going at me, because my mum's not like that. Sweetest woman, very, very headstrong woman. I'd gone.
Why
from,
did that hit a note for you?
Because I knew already I'd gone from a waist 30 at the time to like a waist 36 in jeans. So it's not like my mum was saying something I didn't already know, and it's not, you know, it wasn't like I didn't know I'd put on weight. Mm-hmm. It took someone else that was close to me, mm-hmm, to actually say that to me for me to take action.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hang on a minute. I know you value the gym. I know you value the way that the gym affects you mentally.
Right.
You know, the way that it affects you physically is there to be seen. But for me to see the physical effect that it's had on you, not going to the gym, I know for a fact that's affecting you mentally. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the conversation with mommy was. It was, well, how are you feeling right now that you're not doing something that I know from when you were 16, when you started the gym, you really, really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Because also you've got asthma. So like your asthma, it helps with your breathing. It helps with regulating your breathing. It helps with you feeling as though that, you know, you can conquer the world. All these aspects, mommy knew that, you know, this is definitely affecting you. Why have you allowed life to affect your day-to-day habits? And for some reason, I don't know what it is, but towards the end of 2023, I got that kick up the ass that I needed, where it was like, wait, hang on a minute. Why are you not taking these habits seriously? Because these habits are a domino effect for other areas of your life.
So before you continue there's a couple of really important things that you said, mm-hmm, which I want to dig into a little bit. One is, you know, when mommy had that conversation to you, essentially she was holding up the mirror to you and asking you again, aren't these the values that you've been displaying? You've been showing the world and to yourself what's important to you. Has that changed? Right.
Mm.
And you had already been asking yourself this question, but that was the catalyst for you to really take stock of yourself and understand, why am I actually not doing this anymore? What's happened?
Mm.
The other thing I wanted to touch on here is that you had all the reasons why you were going to the gym, right? Which reinforces the habit. So whenever you fall off the bicycle, so to speak, and you want to try and get back on, you can remind yourself of all of the reasons why you're going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps with my asthma. It helps me feel good. I feel like I can conquer the world. So whenever I get a new challenge, because I defeated that last rep, I know that nothing's going to be harder than that last 100 kg that I just did when I was really, really tired.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, I've done 100 kg before. I'm not actually saying that I have, even though I haven't.
You just want to let the world know that you're pushing.
Yeah.
Weight.
Yeah. Pushing some weight in there. But, you know, it allows you to flex in your mind. You, mm-hmm, remind yourself, mm-hmm, of all the reasons why.
You can conquer the
world.
You
can conquer the world. Yeah. And we're not trying to say that we're Napoleon here, because we're not trying to develop ourselves to be Napoleon or, you know.
I wouldn't mind being Napoleon for a day, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being a pirate as well, but.
Pirate, bro, you need to do your education on Napoleon. He was more than a pirate.
He was even more than a pirate.
Yeah, okay, bro. He conquered fucking nations.
Right.
You just called him a pirate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I need to dive into my history. It's not my history, but, you know, the historical books. But so yeah, what I was, sorry to interrupt your flow there, but I think it was really important to just, you know, put some light on the fact that it was your values, right? And, you know, as people are going into the new year, and, you know, they want to discover this new version of themselves, or they want this new body, or they want this new house, or whatever it is. And in order to get that new body or new house, whatever that is, you need to formulate new habits. You need to first figure out what your values are that will help you sustain those habits.
Mm.
And more so, there's loads of other things, right? So, you know, we touched on earlier having, you know, environmental cues and triggers. For you personally, I know we're speaking a lot about going to the gym, and we'll move on to another example soon before the audience gets bored on it. But with going to the gym, right, what was it for you personally that you were doing on when you were in your solid routines of going to the gym that allowed you to get to the gym? Because you said that, you know, you have your alarms in the morning, and you know, when you go into the office, you have the breakfast, and you know, I want to touch into something that's psychological here. There's a reward feedback loop, right?
Mm.
Just like the way bad habits are addictive, good habits, we want to try and make them addictive.
Yeah.
So
yeah, of course,
when you were in that flow of going to the gym regularly, what was that?
Do you know what? I actually think I was really, you know me, I love food, right?
Mm.
So I kind of starved myself, and I don't want to make that sound like I was torturing myself, but in a way I kind of was. So I would wake up, brush my teeth, and tell myself I'm not going to eat until I get into the office. So I'm awake, right? And it's like, the reward, you've spoken to me about this before, the reward was I need to do all these things in order for me to get to that breakfast, because I need to quench my hunger. I want to quench my hunger. I want my green tea. I want all these things that I would typically do immediately when I wake up in the morning. So I'd wake up in the morning, have a drink of water. Before I was going to the gym, I'd wake up in the morning, drink water, and then literally brush my teeth, have breakfast. So I set that check. That checkpoint for me was the breakfast.
Mm.
All right, I'm gonna make sure that as soon you need to see when I finish my gym, right? When I finish the gym session, as soon as I get into the changing room, I'm literally bolting into the shower. I'm moving so quicker than I've probably ever
done. Really want
because I really want that breakfast. So like the my mind was conditioned at least for, I'd say, a good 3 years of doing that. It's okay, I need to, sometimes I might even treat myself with, let's say, an omelet or a protein pancake, because there was this place, there was this amazing breakfast place near our workplace, where on a Friday, I knew on a Friday, most definitely, regardless of whether or not it's a Friday and I'm looking forward to my weekend, I'm still going to do this routine because I'm going to treat myself to this extra reward, this extra breakfast. So I think it was probably that made it a little bit more of a journey for me in the morning. And it was less of a, oh, it's 6 a.m. in the morning. Oh my God, why am I doing this? There was more of a positive spin on it. It's more of a, okay, I'm now looking forward to getting on the bus, because I took a bus to work in the morning. And then, you know, I'm looking forward to getting in the gym, hitting a good workout, feeling good in the shower, because that hot shower after the gym workout always made me feel even better. And then that moment where I'm like, ah, I'm in my office chair, hot porridge in front of me, hot nice tea in front of me, and I'm ready to now have my breakfast and attack my day. And that was it, that feeling of attacking my day after I've literally done an hour and 30 minute workout that's made me sweat. Everything, that whole process in the morning really just made me feel like I was really ready to attack my day, more than anyone else that was in the office, more than my colleagues, who obviously, even though it's not competition, but sales is very much driven by, you know, your targets and hitting that target and hitting the next target after that and the next one after that. And obviously you're looking around you and thinking, oh my God, I'm ahead of this person, or this person's ahead of me. I want to hit that number because he or she has proved that number's attainable. You know, it was me and Steph were like the kind of top 2, top 3 in the office. So like she would hit a new number and I'd be like, okay, so that's achievable. So I know I can definitely do that, or if not, do more. And I feel like she's never told me this, but I'd like to think that Steph probably had the same mindset. When I achieved something, you know, whenever I achieved something, she would ask me the question, how did this deal come about? I would ask her the same thing. And I'd even admire sitting next to her, because when I'm hearing her on the phone, I'm drawing gems that she's saying to her clients and using it in my conversations as well, or where, you know, we're going back and forth. So I really valued that as well. Sorry to go on a tangent.
No,
it's part of the process.
I was actually going to ask you the question, and I'm glad that you took it there, because I wanted to zoom out a little bit and find out how that habit sit in the context of your whole life. And, you know, you eloquently spoke to that. You know, you said that going to the gym, you found that it had a massive, massive impact on how you approached work. You know, and you're living testament to that. You said that you started off, I'm not going to say broke, because broke means different things to different people, but for you wasn't where you wanted to be in life. And in your mind, there were certain numbers you wanted to hit each quarter to do certain things that you wanted for yourself.
Oh, yes.
And certain to experience certain things. And at the time, what was it that you were after? You know, was it material things? Like, what were you aiming for? If we were to go back to the Teddy that was, what, at this time in your life, maybe you were, what, maybe 24 years of age. If you were to put that hat back on, what was Teddy Suarez thinking back then? Like, what was his vision that he had for himself? Where did he want to be at?
It's interesting, because at the time, I just wanted to be a better state of being at the time. I knew that was just things that was happening that wasn't really where I envisioned. I always connect it to everyone around me. So it's like, okay, if I am with, let's say, mommy or you or anyone else, not that I'm living for you guys, because we live for our own reasons and whatnot, but if I was around you, what would your perception of what I'm doing be? You know, so getting up at 5 minutes before I'm supposed to be in the office, that's ridiculous. Like, it's, you know, you're definitely prancing around the house, you're rushing and whatnot, so why are you living like that? So there were small things that was happening around me at the time that needed to be addressed, and I was cherry picking these things. So again, the easiest example was waking up in the morning 10, 15 minutes before I'm supposed to be in the office, and knowing that that's not realistic, that's not helping anyone. That's only going to be an embarrassing feeling for me, walking into the office and everyone's like, what's going on here? You know? So that was the first thing. And then the financial aspect of it, I'll be honest, it's a build up of debt. In my mind, I'm thinking, wait, hang on a minute. You're talking to me about your uni debt, and Carlos, the same thing. Other brother, by the way, if you don't know, is talking about the same thing. And I'm thinking, I didn't even go to uni, so where's my debt coming from? Like, yeah. Why am I mismanaging my own situation? So it's, again, so in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I need to start building a picture that is slightly more serious than what I'm doing right now. Not to say I can't enjoy life, like, you can still, you know, work hard for 3-6 months or to a year and then have, you know, have your kind of break points in between. And I just felt as though I was playing with life a little bit too much, and I was enjoying life a little bit too much, and there wasn't a reason for me to be enjoying it in the way that I was enjoying it. And that probably goes back to why I set, well, I didn't mentally set the fact that my breakfast was going to be my reward, but that might be why unconsciously my mind was gearing towards, okay, I need to do this, then I get breakfast. I can't have a banana, or I can't have this. I need to do my workout first, then the reward is breakfast. And I kind of treated my other habits in the same way. It's okay, I need to start doing XYZ. Go to bed at 10, wake up in the morning, then do XYZ. Then have that reward. And I started kind of building other areas of my life in that way. And this is why, to be honest, now that we've gone down this journey and started to unpack certain things, that was probably the catalyst of why in 2023 I felt as though there was some checks and balances that, okay, I'm enjoying myself a little bit too much, or I'm a little bit complacent here, but haven't really given myself a reason to be complacent. I haven't given myself the job's not done. I haven't completed the task before I started being complacent or enjoying myself. Now, I wouldn't use the word complacent, actually. I'll just say enjoying myself, taking a bit of a breather, taking a bit of a relaxed approach to certain elements of what I'm doing. So I can really go to Farouk's wedding. One of our closest friends last year had a wedding in Santorini, and we can go to Santorini and really let our hair down and really enjoy ourselves and live presently for Farouk's wedding and his moment without thinking about any of the things outside of it, because I've really, really put in the work here. And I feel as though, as much as amazing things happen in 2023, there's certain elements of my life where I think I could have probably worked harder. I think I probably could have put a bit more work into certain things. And I think most of us feel that way. I feel most of us think that, you know, there's certain areas of our life where we can improve. Let's address that. Let's unpack that. Let's try and improve on that and move forward in 2024, rather than getting into a unhealthy habit of, oh my God, I'm the worst person in the world just because of the fact that I took a holiday, even though, you know, in the back of my mind, I haven't worked as hard as I have. Because 9 times out of 10, most people will think I have worked as hard as I have in 2023. But for me, it's about what's within. So as an example, if we go back to mommy telling me that weight didn't fit me in Nando's, it's like, as much as that's come from outside, it was the impact from within. It was how I felt about that within. And luckily, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh, mommy, how can you talk to me like that? It wasn't like that. You know, I have so much value and respect for mommy. So
sorry to interrupt your flow, but I think it was more so because you share similar values and beliefs with mommy, right? And
exactly.
A lot of people listening, some of them may not always agree with their parents. They may want a challenge.
Oh, naturally.
And some of them unconsciously take on all of their values and beliefs, and sometimes they don't even know where their habits even come from. And, you know, what we're doing now, we're talking about, you know, 2023, entering to 2024, and, you know, the importance of growing and why we should grow. But a lot of us live our lives in autopilot and we're completely unaware. And the only time we take stock of our lives and really understand what's going on is at the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. Why is that so? Why do you think we do that? Why can't we just check in with ourselves on a weekly basis, or even on a daily basis?
I think we should. I think as a habit, I would like to think that's better practice. Maybe not on a daily basis. If we did that on a daily basis, I feel like everybody would have a million businesses and a million successful fucking, I don't know, any habit that anyone has right now would literally be conquered. You know, you'd be seeing loads of people walking around with like abs and, you know, chiseled by the gods and whatnot. Like it'd be ridiculous. But I think this is all part of life. We have all these challenges that make up our character. They make up who we are as individuals. So what I think the premise of our conversation is about is trying to recognize and be more aware of these things so that we can maybe navigate certain areas of our lives. Because I know that most of our conversations, there's been a feeling of, oh my God, that is a genuine eureka moment. Oh, wow. Like, yes, I was thinking about it, but you've just pieced everything together so nicely for me. And I think where a lot of our struggles are is really just being honest with ourselves, really looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, okay, I recognize that I want to look like this, or I recognize that I want my job at the end of, let's say we enter January 2024, April, most certainly June, July, I want to hit this target within my job. What can I do to really regiment good habits that was different to maybe 2023 that can get me seen in a better light within my workspace or my environment that can get me to that point? What targets do I need to achieve? And really, really answer the questions that we perhaps ignored within 2023. And I feel like there's a lot of things that I definitely ignored within 2023. And I know for a fact I would have been aware of those things. And perhaps there was like a delayed effect. And I definitely would like to address that within 2024. 2024 for me is, I think I mentioned it before, right at the beginning. For example, waking up in the morning, that voice, that niggling voice in my head that says to me, I can't be bothered to wake up right now. I'd like, what am I waking up for? Like,
what can you do when you hear that voice? Because everyone has that demon. That demon, sometimes it's not that loud, but it knows when to show up.
It really does.
It really knows.
It really does.
It will show up on that day where it knows you're not motivated. It's like, oh, you're tired.
Yeah.
Don't go today. Well, don't do that today. Do it tomorrow.
Do you know what? Yeah. You can do it maybe at 11 o'clock. You can do it within 30 minutes. And that's like, I don't know. I think it's a tough one because I'm still answering the question now. But the way that I am looking to tackle it this year is effectively just to put those checks and balances in place. So it's the, all right, if I don't wake up at this time, I'm forcibly going to fast until 12 o'clock. I'm not going to have that breakfast. I value my breakfast. So
you're punishing yourself.
It's kind of in a weird way punishing, however you guys want to look at that. I don't mind punishing myself. If you find it difficult to punish yourself, please don't do it. But for me those are the checks and balances that I'm going to put in place this year and really stick to them as well. Obviously within a certain,
can I ask, why did you choose that as a punishment for you?
What's that?
Not abstaining from eating breakfast.
Because I know I really value my food.
Right. Okay.
I know I really value that. And I also know that, in a cheeky way, I also know there's some health benefits to doing that as well. But the be all and end all is that, in terms of energy, in terms of where I want to be during the day, I know for a fact that these things are going to really set a precedent. Because at the end of the day, in the back of my mind, I know I'm going to be cranky. I don't want to be hangry. Nobody wants to be around a hangry Ted. So I want to be performing at the highest level. So food is very much involved with that, you know. And I think hitting the gym, you know, doing all the things that I need to do within the morning. And actually, just to put it in a nutshell, it's just owning my mornings. Within 2024, I want to, at the end of 2024, I want to confidently say I owned my morning. In 2023, I can't say I owned my morning.
In the context of what we're talking about, I know what you mean when you say you owned your morning.
Yeah.
And just to talk through that a little bit, we like to relate to a quote by Marcus Aurelius, which says, "You must win the morning."
You must win the morning.
So when Teddy and I talk about, you know, being active from early in the morning, you know, we say that we've won the morning, or we own the morning. You know, the morning was ours. Hence why I just felt like we just needed to just decipher exactly.
Yeah,
what you mean. I know what you mean. I don't know
so much value in what you've just done there. Yeah,
not everyone knows what you mean. So There's a lot of nuggets that you've just shared, and I thank you for being vulnerable about your habits and things that you want to work on. The other part of it, of, you know, developing a new habit and mastering it to make it automatic, relating it back to your quote, to make it an automatic reflex. You don't have to think about it anymore. The other part of getting there is being comfortable with not being good at what you're doing.
Mm.
And, you know, just as you and I are starting a new podcast together or having a conversation, we're not going to be perfect. And
there shouldn't be perfect.
There has to be a level of, oops, just like what I just done now. And yeah, you make mistakes.
Yeah.
you make mistakes and you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, right?
100%.
And you understand that game because you've been to the gym before and you knew what it took to get the habit back to the highest level. But a lot of people out there are going to, they want to master how to play a piano, or they want to go on more cookery lessons, or whatever it is. The beginning is the hardest part. It's like, I'm not very good at it. I don't really know whether I like it. You know, I do like it, but you know, others are gonna judge me when I'm there. I don't like how I look. I don't look the same when other people do it. It doesn't feel natural. For you personally, when you've had exposure to something new,
mm.
and you want to do more of it, how did you make yourself, how did you frame it in your mind that, you know, this is not really a failure, it's not a misstep. I'm on the path here to getting to where I want to be, but I appreciate that I'm not going to be an expert from day one. I know that I'm not going to be lifting 100 kg in terms of, you know, deadlifts. On my first,
I can't lie, we need to stay away from this gym. Yeah,
thing is, I know I can do it. I don't know about you.
No, I'll try. I'll do my best, bro. But I hear you. I think what I'll relate it to is actually for me, there was a lot of, in 2023, one of the challenges I set for myself, especially because obviously I was newly single, was going to events, going to certain things on my own,
because
that has to be done. I can't expect you to come. Sometimes I can't expect my management team to come or whoever. Sometimes I need to go to some of these things on my own. Now, I appreciate there's loads of people out there that would be like, oh, you're a guy, you can just do that. And there's loads of women that potentially feel uncomfortable to go to certain events on their own or go to certain places on their own. Sometimes it can be due to circumstances. The world can be a nasty place. So,
absolutely,
you know, being a woman going to certain places on their own is not cool for. They just won't do it. I understand that. However, for me, that was one of the things as a guy, going to an event was quite a daunting thing. And I don't like to use the word anxious often, because I don't believe that I've got any kind of anxieties.
You don't want to accept.
Maybe you can say, yeah, I don't want to accept. It's a good coping mechanism. Genuinely, I don't feel, because I know there's people that have been diagnosed with having severe anxiety. Like, I genuinely know some people that have that. So for me say that, I don't feel like I fit within that realm, because I've been able to kind of overcome certain things, which is what I was saying just now. 2023, that was part of my challenge, going to certain events, going away on my own. And I think we talked about it on one of the episodes before, where I went to Mykonos, Dubai, and went to all these places on my own, and that was part of the challenge. But to relate to what you were saying, feeling comfortable doing something that you are very, very uncomfortable doing, and you haven't necessarily done it before, the way I kind of compartmentalized that in my mind was, this is going to sound so cheesy, but like, what's the worst that can happen? You know, it's not like I'm going to go to this place and I'm going to experience some sort of torture, like, and I literally put it that way, literally in my head. very much the same way that I did in SAS. It's not like they're gonna let me die here. And that's kind of the way that I framed it in my mind, with a lot of the difficult things that literally brought me to sweat, where I'm sweating and I feel nervous and I'm like, what do I do here? I feel really uncomfortable. But the way that I kind of came out of that was, you're only going to learn from this. You're only going to benefit from this, in the way of, at the end of it, yes, you felt like this, but you met this person. You had a great conversation with that person. You know, this person has opened you up to a new world. And I think we talked about this with our culture. So within the Nigerian culture, with our dad and most of our family, and we mentioned that our dad was a traveler. He saw so much of the world, and the way in which he presents himself in terms of fashion, in terms of the way that he smells, his scent, everything is very different to the aunties and uncles that we know. You know, he had linen wear, he had the westernized fashion mixed in with the African culture. Mm-hmm. And would our dad have been able to have that without traveling to some of the places that he did? Mm-hmm. Potentially not. And these experiences, I think, can potentially be nullified by the fear of, oh, this is an uncomfortable feeling. And most of the habits that I feel like we try and form, where it's like, oh, I'm going to eat better, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to focus my day and do 100 calls within a day to try and get to X amount of clients within a day, or, you know, I'm going to set, my manager set me this target, but I'm going to set my own targets because I know that that target was pretty easy, and, you know, I want to try and get out of my comfort zone. There's so many scenarios in life where we know that the restriction is the comfort of whatever it is that we're trying to overcome. So I genuinely believe that when we go through, I can only speak for myself, to be honest, but whenever I've gone through a difficult moment in my life and I've actually gone through the pain, I've gone through the journey, I've gone through the, oh my God, this was long, I've always come out of the other side benefiting from it. Even if I failed, I've always felt like, oh my God, like when I do that again, I'm gonna win. Like I'm genuinely gonna win. And sometimes you might still lose, but you get that reoccurring feeling. And as you said, it becomes a bit like I'm probably gonna get some knockback from this, but it becomes a bit like a drug. It gets addictive. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, mm-hmm. I'm gonna go back again and again and again and do it until I get it mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And we start really enjoying that process, and we start really...
Well, it's a healthy drug. You know, yeah. What you said is a healthy drug. And the other thing that I picked up when what you said, and a lot of the things was pointing in this direction, is that we tell ourselves different stories mm. about things that happen mm. to us. And, you know, the same way in which you say that I don't identify as an anxious person, therefore I'm not anxious, right? And I appreciate that there are certain medical conditions, but how you perceive yourself is up to you. And you know, you've grabbed the bulls by the horns.
Grab
the bull by the horns.
There we go. Yeah,
You just clarified.
I just want you to say it clearly.
You just take your mind out the guy. Yeah, here. There we go. Everyone knows what I was trying to say. I don't know about any horns and what you're thinking about.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like you said bulls.
No, I said bull. I said bulls. I said right.
All right,
oh God. No.
So you grab the bulls.
Yeah. I mean, you have some kahunas. Either way, you want to look at it. You know. There needs to be an impetus from you to tell your own story, mm-hmm, and. You know, you decide what's your story going to be for 2024? What's the story have I been telling myself in 2023? Actually, what's the story have I been telling myself my whole life?
What have you been telling yourself in 2023 and what you want to tell yourself in 2024? On that note, positive or negative?
Positive or negative? Yeah. Okay, I'll start with a negative. I think a lot of people could probably relate to what I'm going to say is that the story that I've been telling myself is that everything that I do is not enough.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Why
and
is that?
And I'm still not there yet. I'm still not there yet. Mm. And you know, there is one side of me who wakes up every morning and I give myself 10 minutes. You know, I go through my little gratitude routine and just reminding myself of all the positive things that are in my life. And, you know, I try to have a spiritual connection with God. But there's also the demons, as you said, the negative self-talk, you know, those patterns in your mind that they show up in certain moments. And because I'm self-critical and I'm ambitious and there's certain things that I want to do, I know that there's certain habits that have got in the way of allowing me to do some of those things earlier. And I do appreciate that everyone has their time, and you know, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And I'm just really conscious of some of the patterns in my life that I also need to fix. You know, whether that is in the context of where I want to arrive at, where I want to be. You know, I've spoken to the fact that I've had a huge interest in NLP for such a long time, but it's only now that we get to talk about it so much. But in the background, we've been doing it privately, right? And I could have gotten in front of the camera and I could have done this a lot sooner and distilling some of the information that I've learned with sharing it with everyone rather than just sharing it with people I know and exchanging ideas and seeing actually who else benefits from what I'm talking about and actually who else can teach me new things about what I thought I knew, but actually I can look at it in a different way.
Mm.
And yeah, if I was just to, you know, be honest with myself, I still believe that I'm nowhere near the finished article. But I think if you ask myself this question 10 years from now, I probably have a similar answer. But if I want to be at peace with that. That I'll never be the finished article.
I think that's so important, yeah. Because I don't think whether or not Sydney at 30 or 40, 50, 60, you're always going to have something that you believe you can improve on. I don't think we're ever going to have everything set. It's never going to be perfect, is pretty much what I mean. So it's important. And my question to you, if you know that you're not going to be you know, you're never going to be perfect. Most people try and attain perfect. That's like a day-to-day thing in someone's mind. I want to have the perfect physique. I want to be the number one performer at work. I always want to be at the top. I feel like some people's negative thought process or some people's stresses or anxieties come from the fact that they're either jealous of the next person or they're not happy with where they are right now within themselves or where they are at work or outside of work. So how do we... I know for a fact that I, within myself, I've never really found peace with where I've always been at.
Mm.
can be seen as unhealthy. I'll leave that to a therapist to tell me that. But I don't feel as though I've never truly been at peace with where I've been at.
Do you know what? So
how do we achieve that?
I think as you were talking there, I was trying to understand, I was trying to apply everything you were saying to myself. And I think if I was to get to the root of why I haven't been at peace with it, is because there's a misalignment in what I think and what I'm doing. And, you know, this it makes me laugh bringing up this example, but, you know, when you and I had an argument over something stupid, I can't remember what it specifically was. I remember one of the comments in the argument, you say, you read all these books, but you don't really know how to do it.
Yeah, said that. Yeah. I actually remember what I said.
And, So, you know, I think that it's very applicable to life, right? And, you know, one of the, circle back to what you said, but within the realm of neuro-linguistic programming, one of the principles in there is that the learning is in the doing. And you only learn from real life experiences. There's, people are going to tell you how to do things, or you can pick up gems from books or pick up gems from podcasts or, you know, someone who's a mentor. But until you're out there in the field, out there in the arena, and actually getting live feedback,
yeah,
then you don't really know for yourself what is true and what isn't.
Do you know, I'd actually argue that you don't necessarily need to rely on the live feedback though. Because I think if you get, let me reframe that actually. I don't think you need to rely on the live feedback, provided you know where that feedback is coming from. It's like a trusted source, because some people's perception of feedback can be, oh, is it feedback from my 10,000 followers? Is it feedback from my family? Like we were saying, what mommy had said to me earlier on, or is it feedback from within? Is it from your own self-assessment of yourself? So I completely agree with what you're saying, and I believe it's super powerful. I think people just need to be really aware with when we are saying most of the things that we're saying, we're definitely applying it to ourselves, and definitely take it with a pinch of salt. But I believe that feedback is so important, but really be careful with where it's coming from, and be careful with what you are choosing to prescribe your feedback with. Like if it's feedback from the wrong place, like it's never going to be valuable to you, like truly valuable to you. But if it's
just like in the same way you don't consider all feedback from trolls as constructive feedback, right? It's not serving you.
You know, yeah, for sure. Like you could get a troll saying that, oh my God, your skin is terrible, or, you know, just even racist feedback, for example, sake, and it's like, okay, that there's just no value in that.
Yeah.
Right. And we don't subscribe to stuff like that. So for us it's more constructive stuff. Like it's more things that in alignment with the habits and the things that we're trying to achieve moving forward. Like it's more of what's going to drive us, what's going to move us forward, and what's going to be, you know, we're all about positivity, and we're all about, you know, everybody within this world has a certain light within them, and that light can be amplified in so many beautiful and wonderful ways. But, you know, when you have the right people around you, you have the right habits around you, and you perform within that realm, like you can be unstoppable and your light shines brighter. So,
yeah. So just to connect the dots, I'm just relating it back to my quote now for a little bit. the thread that I want to pull here is that, you know, we've talked about the story that you tell yourself. You know, we've talked about why you fall off the bike sometimes, mm-hmm. and how to get back on the bicycle and start cycling again.
Do you want
to
top up as well?
Top up, yeah.
One for the road.
One for the road.
Okay. Go on, carry on. Sorry for interrupting for a drink.
It's fine. Well, there's always time. And, you know, we've talked about reasons why you might not feel motivated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've also just mentioned here that not all feedback is worth considering and doesn't all serve you, right? And it reminds me of one of the frames that I picked up in NLP, which is not feedback is not failure.
Feedback is not failure.
Feedback is not failure. And a lot of the things that we do is for other people.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to do this thing and, you know, I'm doing it because I want others to be impressed by it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we're also paralyzed and we don't do things because we're worried about what other people think.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, getting into that frame of mind of this, anyway, this is what I use, which helps me, is that there's no failure. There's only feedback. For you personally, like entering 2024, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what's the new Ted look like?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What does new Teddy want? And looking at it in the frame of what's this new story that you're going to tell yourself around these new habits that you want to form? What are the values? You know, you touched on the fact that mommy showed up a mirror to yourself and said, these are all the good things that you used to do. Why aren't you doing it anymore? So what is Teddy's values in 2024? And this audience could go through a similar process.
Yeah, I definitely encourage the audience to do the same exercise.
For you, Teddy, you know, you've put a few examples of, you've given us a few examples of why, I know we talked a lot about the gym, we will get bored of that, but 2024, what is it that you want?
I think, without giving everything away,
yeah.
but obviously this space and you guys joining this space is really for that as well. But for me, it's more of being present with things that I've set myself some intentions. For example, you know, this year I want this podcast and this space to be consistent. And there's things that I'm going to have to say no to, which allows me to make sure that happens. You know, I'm constantly still surrounded by loads of brand deals towards the end of 2023. There's things that I perhaps could have done, which could have got in the way of Teddy Talks launching or us recording Teddy Talks. And ultimately, it's just being more disciplined. And I think that's probably the key word. It's just overall just being more disciplined with the habits and the intentions that I'm setting for myself. And I think that will allow me to be okay. Because I think if I'm really being brutally honest with myself, a lot of the things that perhaps felt short, or perhaps I'm being more critical of myself, is the discipline. Mm. The discipline perhaps wasn't in place. So I did take that extra snooze in 2023, which I loved. I'm not going to take that away. And I think that's also important. I actually think that there's also value that you can take away from I don't really want to call it bad habits, but habits that you maybe want to whittle down or you want to whittle away from. Because, yeah, let's face it, there's some people that might be getting a lot of sleep that really value their sleep. Mm. And that could be, you know, that could be just as important. I remember mommy working tirelessly when we were younger and still now, actually, till this day. And there'll be days where mommy sleeps so that she can get her recovery. And now as an adult looking back, I can really understand why that there was a lot of value that mommy placed in her sleep, because that recovery was just as important. She's thinking about making sure there's food on the table for us kids, three boys, whilst daddy's passed away, making sure that, you know, she's still got the energy to actually be present with us. You know, making sure that she has the energy to actually get through her 9 hour, sometimes 10 hour days in work. So I think that I want to be disciplined in so many areas and aspects of my life that will certainly make me happier. And I put so much pressure on myself in 2023 that, maybe resulted in me falling out of love of some of the habits that I did love initially. So I definitely want to be more wary of that and be more aware of that, because I'm super critical of myself. Like I definitely sometimes think that it can be seen as unhealthy. I've been told it can be seen as unhealthy sometimes by a certain therapist, but we won't talk about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's probably the biggest thing I think. Mm-hmm. I wanna sort of see for myself in 2024. It's definitely being more disciplined. How about yourself?
That's great. I would echo that. You know, I would like to become more disciplined, and you know, I think what would, you know, probably resonate with you and everyone is that we can all talk the talk, but we have to walk the walk, right? Mm-hmm. And I think to make it easy to do some of the things that we want to do, you need to plan ahead of time so that when you arrive at the moment, we just focus on the execution.
Yes.
And
superpower. Can you say that one more time?
It fell off the tongue so
when
well. When we arrive at the moment, you just focus on the execution.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very powerful.
Yeah, great. So I can quote myself next time we come on here.
Next time. Yeah. Put that in the back pocket.
We'll put that in the back pocket.
So we're going to shoot on.
So right? I think, we're going to shoot on.
Go on. Finish your trailer.
I wanted to just say that one of the things I want to work on is planning better, so that I can execute perfectly. That's another good one.
That's another. Say that again then.
Planning better so I can execute perfectly.
You say it without the laughter.
I want to focus on planning better so I can execute perfectly.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's powerful as well. Mm. And now we're going to close off. Mm. We're going to close off with our closing tradition, which is finding gratitude, as we did last time in our previous episode. In moments of our life, and I feel like there's so much for us to really sink our teeth into. Last year was a big year, a full year where we don't have to think about COVID. We don't have to think about, well, I say that loosely, actually, because obviously I think
there was back now whole, certain parts of the world some
COVID situations last year. But for the most part, we can actually move on with life where we're not in isolation.
And I'm going to get there before you ask me this time. What are you grateful for today?
What am I grateful for? So I think I am grateful, actually, having had this conversation today and to be able to piece the things that we've spoken about today, just the self-awareness and being able to actually look at myself in the mirror and take some accountability and responsibility for a lot of the things that happened within 2023, which allows me to actually piece everything together and think about the habits that I want to form for myself in 2024 and actually just move forward. Because I think life is also about moving forward, not living in the past, which I think a lot of the things we've spoken about is past habits, past things. So to be able to piece all those things together, live in the present and move forward And we hope and pray for a better future. And I'm really grateful for having that self awareness and being able to do that. So, what are you grateful for, bro?
What am I grateful for? I was you know, hanging off every word that you said, and I'm grateful for those things too. But for me today, what I'm really grateful for is just the opportunity to enter a new year alive.
Yes, you know, amen to that.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that could have stopped it. You know, not to say that I'm battling with any medical conditions, but you just never know when your time is up. And you know, to be on this earth for, you know, 29 years, I'm really grateful for that. And you know, I really hope that the next one's going to be another fruitful one. You know, I know I'm super self-critical of myself as well, but I'm really grateful for all the opportunities and new friends that I've connected with this year. And you know, next year I want to reconnect to my old ones too, because I think that's really, really important. I'm really grateful for all of the people that have been in my life up until now, even though not every single one of them will feel that way. And I'm really grateful for the year to come, because I'm manifesting an amazing year. I think, yes, 2024 is going to be one of the best ones.
I love that. Yes. Very beautiful. And I definitely resonate with all of that. I think it's so important to connect with family, friends, and the things that are important to you as well. I am really, really hoping that a lot of you will leave a comment below. Leave what you are grateful for. And don't forget, give us some of your quotes as well. Let us know what you guys live by on a day-to-day. Give us a flavor of why it's important to you as well. And I hope you enjoyed our session today. You found some value, some gems, and some takeaways as well. Hopefully you have a good year. And I am very much looking forward to 2024. How about you, Sid?
Me too. Cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Thank you very much.